The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Lord knows they'll try. Hello. Welcome. This is the Intel Report. This is Travis. I'll be covering for Will. William Rapillum. Hope you all had an excellent 4th of July, family and friends. Just thinking today we'll cover some intel, some big picture concepts and thoughts, and some little obscure news. Pretty much everything from AI to Zionism. And then maybe in the last half we can take some callers. So I think I'd start off with a little bit of a funny one. In the U.S., Democrats across the nation were reportedly confused by thousands of local parades held yesterday as everyone in them kept their clothes on and didn't swing sex toys around. "What even is this?" said local Democrat and cat mom Glenda Fitzgerald. "Where are the BDSM displays, the transgender furries, and the naked men on bicycles? This is not what parades are for. I don't get it. I'm so annoyed. I even bothered to bring my 5-year-old nephew to this strange event." Well, I'm not going to keep going, but that was from Babylon Bee. I thought it was pretty funny. I'm sure our founding fathers would be pretty intrigued and pissed off and upset at what they're seeing today in this country, so thought it'd be a little funny, but not all is bad news. And I will try to end this on a little bit of a positive note. There are good signs of things happening here and there, and that's kind of how you would attack a beast such as the beast system itself. You have to, it's kind of a death by a million hits. And so there's a small win where the federal judge in Louisiana just blew up the White House effort to force social media companies to censor people with opinions or facts it doesn't like. And this is a huge win for Berenson versus Biden. So that was the court challenge for, I think, Missouri and Louisiana against the big tech censorship that the White House was trying to do a while ago, or the government. And that's a really good sign that, you know, there are people waking up. There's people kind of saying, hey, you know, we're not going to tolerate this kind of stuff. And I encourage people to get involved locally and take on a local matter, or, you know, join a group or start a group that does stuff locally, because that's how things are done in this country. And so we'll get into the election cycle and politics a little later. But I thought that was a really good news article to bring up. So, and that is a lot of these articles I'm going to be mentioning are from the burningplatform.com and globalresearch.ca. They're both kind of like a compilation of different authors and journalists about different topics. Globalresearch.ca is more of geopolitical news and vaccine stuff, and Burning Platform's kind of an open platform for anything. So really like these sites. You guys should check them out. A lot of these articles can be found on the the homepage and the archives. So I'm looking for this other article. Somebody says happy Insurrection Day. Yeah, there's a lot to be thankful for in this country. And, you know, I hope we can keep it. We do have a beautiful country. Got a lot of good people in this country. And I hope we can turn the ship around and start riding it. Because really, this is one of the greatest countries we could live in. And we're very lucky and fortunate to be born here. However, there are some serious issues and problems. And I see why some people are pissed off. And I get it. But we've got to work to fix what we can and do what we can to help out. So, again, I encourage people to get serious about that. So, anyways, the couple things I wanted to bring up were, you know, this AI and transhumanist movement is a huge issue that people need to be aware of, and I don't think enough attention's been put on it. And, you know, AI could be either used for a tool of empowerment and or devastation and impoverishment. And if you see the big characters that are pretty much behind the banking cartels, the pharmaceutical cartels, you know, all these big characters, they're all, you know, globalist puppets in a way for Team Darkness. And whatever you want to ascribe to that, I really do think it is a spiritual battle as well as physical. And, you know, Team Darkness wants to use this artificial intelligence against us. And recently, in a simulation that the DOD was running, an AI drone was tasked with a mission to kill a target. Well, I guess it was aborted from the mission controllers, and this AI decided to come back around and kill the operator who was getting in the way of the AI's mission. And then there was some scuttlebutt that DOD said that didn't happen that way or something like that. But I have no doubt that it probably did happen that way. We've seen what AI has said. We see how misleading it is, how much it seems to lie to people. So more than likely, this thing did, you know, act on its own. And it could, you know, if we're not careful, develop a consciousness of its own and begin to target people. And so, again, AI, transhumanism is a huge topic. Probably down the road, get into that a little more on some of my shows that I'll be doing here in the future. But I wanted to bring this up, that we really got to be paying attention to this. And the people collectively really need to start organizing and forming resistance to this global cabals, you know, dark plans for humanity. Kind of going down the alphabetical list, BlackRock is instrumental in helping achieve some of these goals. And they are the ones pretty much responsible for triggering this global energy crisis and possibly even this real estate inflation, this hyperinflation with real estate prices. But anyways, they, you know, back in 2020, when coronavirus is starting, you know, that's when Larry Fink comes out and talks about ESG, you know, environmental, social, and governance investing. And basically, they wanted to drop the amount of oil and gas, so-called carbon-emitting industries investing. So, you know, with that speech, and then another one he followed up with later, you could see these hedge funds and these big places starting to limit their investment in so-called you know, energy sources. So the problem is, you're seeing the end result of what this ESG is doing, you know, with Ford and, you know, Anheuser-Busch, you know, pushing their social construct on people. It's kind of backfired. And that's a good thing, in my opinion, because it should backfire. You know, they don't need to be forcing stuff down our throats. We're out there to buy a product, and, you know, we're just simple working folk for the most part. And we don't need these corporations and whatnot telling us what to think and how to live our lives. So anyways, you know, I wanted to point attention to BlackRock. BlackRock doesn't like to be in the news, but they should be in the news a lot more. And, you know, we all know which tribe Larry Fink works for. And so, you know, the issue is BlackRock stands to make billions, if not trillions, off of this, you know, rebuilding of the Ukraine that they're claiming is going to have to happen. I saw some number that it's going to take $141 billion to rebuild Ukraine. And I'm thinking, for what? I mean, you know, but, you know, these warmongers, these people in power, you know, they're responsible for Iraq, Afghanistan, all these lies that turned out to be lies. And we just spent billions of dollars and sent our troops there and hurt, you know, millions of citizens of those countries. And for what? For what benefit did it bring America besides this imperialistic, you know, corporate takeover of those countries? So again, you know, like, I think most Americans are getting tired of, you know, paying for stuff that they didn't really, you know, vote for or want. And now it's getting to the point where they want us to pay for, you know, our own social engineering, basically. And I think at some point it's going to reach a tipping point. So, you know, I wanted to bring up BlackRock and talk about them. And this is a really good article on global research, how BlackRock Investment Fund triggered the global energy crisis. And that is a huge deal, because at the root of all of our daily lives is the fact that we consume energy. And, you know, right now, oil, gas, coal are the, you know, best bang for the buck in terms of per unit of energy. And so they're trying to, you know, push us to this so-called green energy sources. Well, in fact, they're a lot more damaging to the environment than meets the eye. You know, they all have their issues. Solar power, wind power, they're just not there. They're just not as reliable. They don't have the storage capability for demand, certain peak demand hours. And so, you know, and in these cars, you know, they're an absolute joke. They'll probably be worthless in 10 years after they've been on the road for 10 years. So I think you all know that. I'm kind of preaching to the choir, but you could see where the globalists basically want to just put us in these open air 5G prisons that will be heavily monitored, and you will be limited on your travel. And I think that is the ultimate goal of Team Darkness, is to really control us, limit our ability to move and our freedoms. You know, there'll be no more vacations. There'll be no more anything you like to do, because they've come out and said, we're going to own nothing and be happy. So, you know, again, I encourage people to really find a way to push back on this. And I know some people are trying, and we all just need to not be demoralized and really push back on this stuff. So the other bit of news coming out, you know, we're going to talk about what's going on in France or Russia, but I just saw something that perked my interest, is the Dutch farmers are getting ready to protest again because of this Fit for 55, you know, nitrogen. They want to stop using so much nitrogen, they claim. And so they really want to put out of existence 11,000 farms in the Netherlands. And the Netherlands is one of the major food producing countries in the European Union. And so the farmers, rightfully so, are pretty pissed off. And it looks like there's going to be another set of protests there, because they've already driven their tractors into the city and blocked traffic and told them no. So it's kind of interesting what's going on in Europe right now. But in France, you could see that these open borders, or, you know, this accepting of quote unquote refugees, maybe isn't such a good idea. And, you know, you got to wonder if Mr. Macaroni Head is going to use this as some sort of declaring martial law ability here. So I don't know. I'm getting very curious to see what happens in France. I hope they get their stuff together. You know, they're having their George Floyd moment. And, you know, I find it interesting that, you know, they let these all these people in and thought they were just going to integrate. And, you know, some of these cultures just don't mix. They don't integrate well. And especially, you know, if you don't give it time. So you got to wonder, is this situation of France possibly going to happen in America with our own open borders and our own issues here? And so, you know, again, we got to watch all this stuff and be mindful of it, because one way or another, we have to take control back from these corrupt politicians and tell them, no, we're not going to keep tolerating this. So we'll get into the election here in a little bit. But yeah, I find France pretty interesting thing. I guess they did a censorship of, you know, all news coming in or out of France for now. I don't know what he hopes to accomplish there, but, you know, he ought to focus on getting his country in line. So here's another article about Ireland proposes calling 200,000 cows to meet climate goals, and the farmers are starting to push back, and they should. You know, this whole argument of CO2 being the major driver of the climate is asinine. CO2 accounts for a very small percentage of the atmosphere. The main driver of our climate is our sun. And it's pretty interesting how these climate deniers can't ever seem to talk about the sun, and it's never in any of their papers, it's never in any of the discussions. And so, you know, the real question is, what's going on with the sun? Is that affecting the climate? And, you know, there's some arguments there for and against, but, you know, the Earth's climate has changed all throughout history. And I have serious doubts that man-made CO2 is the culprit for climate when, you know, you have the White House, you know, beyond asinine insanity. They want to block the sunlight to save the planet from global warming. And so this, you know how ideas are put out there and you find out years later that they've already been doing it, or this has been known about for a long time. Well, probably the same thing with the chemtrails and contrail issue. I mean, a lot of older people I've asked do not remember these heavy contrail lines being laid across the sky in grid-like patterns. And so they've probably been doing what's what they call stratospheric aerosol injection, SRI, for many, many years. And now, Harvard and Bill Gates and the White House, they all want to, quote-unquote, block the sun, to dim the sun. You know, we kind of need sunlight. We kind of need a warm place in certain areas of this planet. You know, the seasons have to change. That's how this thing works. It's been working for a long time without humans. Why do these psychopaths think that they have to tell us that they need to block the sun? So, again, it's beyond insanity. You can get on internet and type in weather modification patents, and I guarantee you'll pull up over 50 for weather modification patents. And so these patents have been, you know, written in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 80s, whatever. And this technology has been around a long time, as with other pretty nefarious technology. So if anybody's, you know, listening is doubting what I'm saying about the fact that these globalists can engineer the weather, well, just go look at all the patents they have for affecting droughts or causing droughts or heavy rainfalls. And you know, they did that in Vietnam with Operation Popeye, caused torrential rains, slow down the Vietnamese, the North Vietnamese, and stuff's been around a long time. And, you know, basically, I think what's happening is people are learning that everything's been a lie. So we'll take a break real quick and come back and we'll talk some more.
Oh. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the
cool
United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
I think we left off the climate change stuff. I just wanted to kind of finish up with that. It, just like the COVID BS, you know, every aspect of climate change propaganda BS is coming from the bankers, the parasite, the tribe, whatever you want to call it. It has a Jewish fingerprint. You can guarantee it, because the banks have basically figured out how to capitalize off this. They have figured out how they've plundered everything already. You know, they've put their people in power locally in almost every state, local position you can imagine. They've infiltrated, and, you know, they're going to push through this climate CO2 hoax to further enrich themselves and again lock us down in an open air prison. So, you know, we should start getting mad about this when we start seeing this encroach into our local area. I can tell you in my local area, they passed this carbon neutrality plan while COVID was going on, while nobody was allowed in their meetings. They had them, you know, remotely with Zoom, but nobody really knew what was going on. Everybody was following the COVID hoax, and they passed this, you know, carbon neutrality plan. And basically what this means for my community is, you know, they want to prioritize biking and busing and all these other things at the expense of basically just having gridlock in town. They have no plans to update the road infrastructure to accommodate what they're building in this town. I mean, they're building these high-rise apartments and, you know, basically encouraging people to walk and this and that, but, you know, not every time you can walk. And what I think this is doing is specifically targeting the older people. You know, a 7-year-old lady is not going to be able to take a bus very easily to go to Walmart in the middle of a snowstorm. And, you know, where I live, I get a decent amount of snow. So people should be more outraged at what these people are saying and what they're doing, especially behind closed doors, but a lot of times out in the public now. Like, they're very brazen about what they're doing. They're very brazen about not passing election integrity laws because they don't care and they know they're going to steal it again. And they don't want election integrity, obviously. So, you know, they're very brazen about following these mandates and edicts from, you know, somehow their overlords. And I think there's a very complicated payment structure for this. I mean, you can't get the level of organization that some of these local groups have without having some of these people paid and paying for the information that they're able to get and compile. So that's been one of my theories all along, is that a lot of this stuff, you would find the roots of, you know, these Soros type NGOs. And that's where they're getting their money, and they're getting paid to do some of these things. They're getting paid to run for mayor in this town. They're getting paid to run for city council, et cetera. And then, you know, obviously their agenda is being pushed more and more. So anybody with common sense and integrity is needed in these local positions. And so, you know, keep that in mind when you're thinking about what you can do to help out. And, again, I think it all starts at the local level, because it's not something we could just go out and talk to the leaders of the WEF or the UN and tell them what we think, you know, even though I'd like to. So anyway, shifting over a little bit, some other news. I think you guys might find this interesting. 14 professional soccer players have died suddenly in the past 6 months, and 5 dead in the month of June 23. And so I'm not going to read each of the names. It's really unfortunate these young men passed away. But, you know, some of them were in their mid-20s, mid-30s. This guy is dead at 25 after saving a penalty kick. He saved the kick, and I guess he collapsed on the field shortly after that. They tried to save him with a defibrillator, and he was dead. So, you know, it's really interesting that, you know, we have all these, you know, sudden deaths, and the only thing that's changed in the last, you know, 3 years is these quote-unquote vaccines that they've given people. And look what it's causing, you know. And also, you know, there's another article I have open about the birth rates in these countries that are heavily mRNA injected. They have very declining birth rates. So it's a big problem. It's a big problem with these things. But I'll talk about that when we come back from this next commercial break here. So, something to pay attention to.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact.
All right, we're back. So I wanted to bring up that the clot shot, the kill shot, for a number of reasons, because I wanted to bring it back to this whole transhumanism and the philosophy of the elites. I got a DARPA biofutures paper open. I'm not sure where I found this, but if somebody sent it to me or found it on Telegram or something. Anyways, probably a bit older, maybe, you know, mid-2000s. But why I wanted to bring this up is some of the highlights of this, they want to recognize the potential of increased coupling among bio, info, and micro. And they talk about revolutions in biology with minimal coupling to info and micro. So they're basically talking about an information technology revolution enabled by microelectronics. And I wanted to bring this up because somewhere on that global research site, there was a PDF put out, a compilation of probably like 14 different science teams from around the world. And they were showing microscopic images of the blood or the vaccine. And you can clearly see that this is some sort of self-assembling nanotechnology. And if you don't believe me, get out there and find these sources, because it's true. They have this technology. They've been talking about it for a long time. And again, if you look at what they've been saying, these elites, about, you know, marrying human and machine, we should be very skeptical. And so, you know, the moment that coronavirus hit and I was able to kind of figure out on my own that this could be a massive psyop, and if I don't see people drop dead in a couple of weeks here, then there's something else going on. And it, you know, I knew that sooner or later, after I've kind of realized that, you know, people weren't dropping dead in front of me, that they're going to have a vaccine for this. And so, you know, I've tried to warn some people and tell them, hey, you know, I wouldn't trust this. This is what's going to happen. Of course, not many people listened, but sure as shit, they had a vaccine for it. And, you know, anything that's free from the government should be questioned, number one. But number two is, you know, why would I want to take or be a participant in some sort of product that was rushed to delivery like that? You know, normally we've heard that these things take 7 years to develop, maybe more. And they had this thing going in months? No, I don't buy it. So anyways, this DARPA document is basically just kind of more confirmation that they've really been working in this area of, you know, microbiology and nanotechnology. And so my thoughts are they are assembling these circuits to basically monitor people, to possibly, you know, circumvent certain bodily functions if they want, maybe implant thoughts in your head. I mean, I really don't know, but you got to wonder this. You know, the way they've talked about it, a lot of these research papers out there, their patents, you know, again, like the weather modification, you could look up these nanotechnology patents and they'll blow your mind. So this DARPA paper just, you know, has little pictures and talks about how small they can get them, and talking about photonics. That's the way these, a lot of these things work. They're able to emit little lights. They've captured them on these microscopic images. They're emitting lights. They're self-assembling. They kind of seem to disappear and appear when they want to. And I'm just talking about the nanotechnology. Who knows what else is in there? Who knows if they put in other technologies? You know, we just don't know. So, you know, these guys are talking about, you know, DNA scale devices, cell scale devices, bio micro devices. So again, to me, this only leads to one explanation: this transhumanism, this merging of artificial intelligence, your biology and a machine, basically, and integrating you into the Internet of Things or the Internet of Bodies. And there's also a lot of proof that out there that people that have taken the shot are emitting MAC addresses via Bluetooth. And people have scanned, you know, done scans of in open fields, and they'll walk up to the scanner and they can basically tell if they've been vaccinated or not. So, you know, where I'm going with this, I don't know. We got to do something to kind of put a stop to this. And the more people that start writing in to their senators, to their congressmen, maybe even other officials, other official agencies, and saying, no, you know, we know about this. You guys need to do something about this. This is your job. This is what you're getting paid for. Why don't you deal with this real threat? Sorry, guys, my phone's ringing here, but that's what we need to do. We need to really work together as a collective, you know, in a decentralized manner. And so I'm hoping people can really get that down and figure that out. Back to this, another article here, and I kind of agree with this. There are 10 unbelievable things that will happen soon if we don't stop the march of tyranny and enslavement of humanity. And so we'll read this. I'm sure there'll be another commercial break, and then we'll take some callers, get your guys' thoughts. But number one, cryptocurrency, gold and silver will be outlawed. You can kind of see them setting the stage for that. Number two, your ability to purchase food and meat in particular will be severely restricted. And that's going to be based on your cultural and climate compliance score. You will be restricted to a calorie limit of allowable grocery purchases, and any food items deemed to be non-compliance will be, you know, you won't be able to buy it. You'll be required to conform to the narrative demands of the regime. You will be prohibited from growing food. You will be entirely barred from purchasing firearms. The state will medically kidnap your children and mutilate them to achieve gender transitions. You will be required to install a government monitored network of video cameras and microphones in your home. You will be prohibited from purchasing gasoline or diesel vehicle. And you will be most likely replaced by AI systems or automation robots who will take over your current job. Then number 10, extra UBI benefits, universal basic income, will be awarded to individuals who voluntarily allow fact checkers and public safety enforcers to have real-time unlimited access to microphones and cameras on their mobile devices. It's a scary future, guys. And I could see some of that already kind of being set up, and the stage is being set for that. So we need to think fast. We need to get off our butts. We need to all work together, stop being demoralized, because it really is pretty demoralizing. But there is good signs out there. There are people really paying attention. There's people that are going to be watching this next election, grabbing that stuff real time. I mean, I'm sure the deep state's in panic, because they might not even know how to play this one off. I mean, they've obviously possibly stolen two of the last elections. So what's to say this third one won't be hacked? So again, a lot of stuff to talk about. Got a lot of big concepts here, and I just wanted to share some of these big picture things. The Russia thing, I mean, who knows if that was a setup. Maybe the CIA tried to pay the Wagner Group to oust Putin, and maybe they double crossed the CIA. I don't know. It's hard to say. But I can say this whole Ukraine thing is absolutely asinine. We're sending all our money in this country to that country, who's probably one of the most corrupt countries on the planet, and we're finding out it's just a big, huge money laundering operation, and they've got bio research labs, and they've got all sorts of weird stuff going on there, and we're just sending our money over there freely. Now, I get the whole geopolitical thing and this whole Belt and Road thing, and that was obviously part of the Greater Israel plan. And so maybe there are some Americans that have kind of figured this out and are not playing ball. So again, I try to look at all sides of the argument, and, you know, maybe there's a reason why we are there. But I mean, we got a lot of things at home to fix. If we look at France, what's happening there is that same stage being set for America with all these immigrants coming in. You have to wonder, you have to be prepared. And be aware that these immigrants coming in will be most likely moved to any place, Main Street America. They're not going to just sit on that border. They're going to, you know, get placed into towns, kind of like Dearborn, Michigan, which is its huge Muslim population, thanks to Obama. And you got to wonder why they chose Dearborn, Michigan, besides the fact that that's the birthplace of the modern automobile, the kind of the heartland of America. You got to wonder why obviously they picked that area, but they did. And now look at it. I've got some friends in Michigan that say it's turning into a real mess. So we just need to be aware, and we need to start putting pressure on these elected representatives, these paid representatives, you know, again, where is law enforcement? Where are these guys? You know, they're obviously targeting us, but if enough of us start really pushing back and saying, hey, you know, we know what's going on. You need to, you know, hey, stop, do your job. Maybe things will change. I don't know. I try to be hopeful. Try to be. But Russia's accusing the U.S. of preparing for biowarfare via mosquitoes. Well, we do know that Bill Gates has been doing some stuff with that. We do know that the Department of Defense has a patent for a drone capable of releasing a bunch of mosquitoes. So, who knows? Now, I'm not saying Russia's the good guy. I don't know. I mean, I don't trust anybody anymore. That's one more topic I wanted to really quickly bring up is probably 90% of alternative media is compromised, is some sort of, you know, DOD operation, some sort of like PSYOP. I mean, I'll just give you a good camp. I'll call them out. Joe Rogan, Alex Jones. While a lot of what they say may be true or have some truth to it, you could see that they're controlled. They'll never get into the whole Israel issue of how much money this country every year, every day gives that country. For what? What have we gotten out of this? So it's giving our hard-earned money, watching our homeless veterans, you know, on the streets. You know, again, there's no benefit there that I see. So, you know, maybe Americans will start waking up to that one. That's a tough one, though. Try telling that to your average conservatard out there that, you know, the money we give to that country is too much. Because it is. They've been constantly accused of stealing U.S. military secrets, working with the Russians, selling it to the Chinese. How many times has that happened? Why should we keep letting them go? Why should we just keep letting them take over the high technology sector? Why is Microsoft's main R&D facility located in Israel? These are questions we need to ask ourselves. These are questions we need to ask our elected officials. And these topics really need to be hammered into some people because, you know, this blind Christian view that they are God's chosen people and you can't say anything or talk about them is absolutely insane. You have to be able to call a spade, and they can't do it. And so that's a really hard topic to broach on people. Say, hey, you know, look, what is going on with this? Why can't you see it? Why can't you, you know, why doesn't your media ever talk about that? Well, obviously, you and I know the reasons. We know who owns our media. We know who owns pretty much everything. So having these conversations can be difficult, but there are ways to do it. And I think we all need to try to have them more often because people need to be aware of who the enemy is. And you know, some of the, I'm not saying all of them are bad, but some of them that run the Chabad Lubavitch, those movements, I mean, obviously they fit in line with the psychopaths at the UN and the WEF. So, you know, here's another article where Christians in Israel, survival is under attack. They've heavily targeted Christians in Israel lately. So again, why do the Christians constantly stand up for these people? It's beyond me. That's one of my most difficult things. I mean, you could try coming at them with the revisionist history or the monetary contributions, the military stuff, but it's a difficult one. Then that one has been the most successful. They perk up and they're interested, but whether or not they actually go out there and find the sources, which are few and far between, you know, Whitney Webb only goes halfway. She'll never really call it out. But she gets close. You know, if you're following Brendan O'Connell on YouTube, he's probably one of the better ones that are naming these issues. But You know, very few people go out and spend the time to educate themselves. So hopefully you got a couple ideas of some things to look into a little more. I wanted to bring up a broad segment of topics so we can take some callers and see what sticks and what anybody wants to talk about. So yeah, whenever she wants to put in a caller, we'll do this. We'll do this after the commercial break. How about that? All right.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
How can we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep while our beds are burning?
Right, we're back. Yeah, I forgot to give you all the call-up number, so that's my bad. You want to call in, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252, excuse me. So, while we're waiting, there is another really good article on global research, the Federal Reserve Cartel, the Roundtable, and the Illuminati. And I read part one. There's part two and three also, Federal Reserve Cartel, the Eight Families, and History of the Federal Reserve Cartel, Freemasons, and the House of Rothschild. And that's another topic that doesn't get a lot of attention is, you know, the Freemasons and their part in all this. And I think there's a lot of little secret societies and clubs and covens, and they're very successful what they do. You know, they put on a front that they might be, you know, doing this and that when behind the scenes they're doing other things. And so I think a lot of their higher end members know what's going on there. So just, you know, yeah, I guess we got Charles in Ontario. Come on in, Charles. You there?
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Hey, Charles.
Hello. I was enjoying your chat today. It sounds like you're asking for people to give a different perspective on things, and I certainly have one on the Jewish question. I'm not Jewish. I'm a WASP. But I've always been intrigued by what Jewish people do and how they're perceived and how they fit into society, because they are a different cat. So my view is this, is that their ancient book, or one of them, the Talmud, it says a Jew is like anyone else, only more so. And that's been my experience in dealing with Jews, is that their culture is so focused on scholarship, on looking after children, on looking after their women. I mean, it really turbocharges the personality over a period of time. And what that means is you get really good ones and you get really bad ones. It has to do with what their moral standing is. Now, if you look at what the history of the Torah is, it's about the Ten Commandments is the backbone of it. And the people who run the world certainly don't follow those rules. I think we can agree on that, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Right. So whoever these guys are that are running the world are not following the rules as they're set down by what the Jews say they're supposed to follow. I'm saying it is the people who are not, you've got these people who are highly charged, who don't have a positive orientation. Now, you may have heard of this guy. His name is Zvi, and I always screw up his name. He was a Jewish Messiah back in the 1600s. And what he did was he wandered across, he was a Jew born in Turkey, and he wandered across most of Europe, and he gathered up a quarter of the Jews, and they thought he was the Messiah. And he was forced to convert to Islam. And he had a second-in-command called Nathan of Gaza. And this guy wrote down a lot of stuff, and basically they inverted all the Ten Commandments, all right? And so they believe in theft. They believe in murder. They believe in doing all the things you shouldn't do. And they've got all the hyper-intelligence or the hyper-qualities that you get with the Jews. So I believe that's who these people are that are running the world. Israel was created out of the, originally with the Balfour Declaration, I believe, back in 1917. It says, that's when it was controlled by the British. And they said, we look at with favor the idea of the establishment of a Jewish homeland in Palestine. And we want to create an Ulster in the Middle East. Now, what that meant was Ulster was the focal point of problems between Catholics and Protestants, right? So I think that's exactly what they did.
Requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it.
Are you still in?
Never talk about it.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Really,
can you hear me?
Okay, good. The facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.